Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
There also, I want to remind everybody that you can get VFN radio, VFN TV, on your mobile device. If you're not listening to us right now on your mobile device, it's pretty cool. John, get this. Pat, get this.
Talk to us.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I am riding my motorcycle.
Uh-oh.
I am riding my motorcycle. Actually, I had a moment of time. It was a slender moment. But I ran out of my office, and I jumped on my bike, and like, getting away. And I put the safety gear on. There's no seatbelt on a motorcycle, so you just kind of hold on, and Jesus holds you on to the thing. And I'm listening. I have my iPhone earbuds in my ear, And I have it. My iPhone's turned to VFN radio, and I'm listening because it's 24-hour broadcast. We record live. Right now, it's live when you're hearing us. If you're hearing us between the 9 a.m. and the 11 a.m. Central hour, but you can hear the same program all day long because we have so many different time zones all the way over to Yulong in China that he's listening to, and Israel, and Malawi, and just all over the world. And so it plays all. So we'll have 2 hours live, but then it will play. So I was able to get on my bike. Push a simple button on my application on my iPhone and be encouraged by VFN radio. So I'm riding my bike, man. It's just a good thing. It's a really good thing. God's good. God's good. And so I'm riding it and I'm listening to an encouraging word. One of the teachings actually is what I'm listening to off of the application that you can listen to them, which is Desperate for God's Glory. As a matter of fact, that's going to be available really soon. And, Desperate for God's Glory. I'm just so excited about that. Hopefully it'll be up this week. But I'm listening to it, and I'm just thinking, oh, man, this is just perfect. I'm driving out into the wilderness. I'm going out to, this long country road, man. It's just like, at first I was like, this is great. Oh, actually, it was Spring Lake area. Do you remember Spring Lake back in Florida when we had the father and son camping trip at Spring Lake? But I was riding my motorcycle, and I'm going down past that Spring Lake area. And so this is the unknown territory. I'm driving my bike and I've never really actually, cause it's new to me. My neighbor, blessed me with this bike and it was just really cool. I probably wouldn't have got one from anybody else other than him. And so I haven't ridden on soft dirt roads before, sandy roads. And so I'm paying close attention, because I'm out there and I'm listening to VFN radio, my helmet's on, I got a face protection on and all that. So I can't really see what's going on. And the sand's getting softer and softer and softer. And all of a sudden it's going through this wooded area. And I'm thinking, what am I doing? And I'm not that talented. I might not be able to turn this thing around. I'm going to get this thing in the sand. And all these thoughts crossing my head. And so then I passed this old, it looked like Petticoat Junction house. I don't know. Y'all can't relate to that. Some just old wooden.
Like a little house on a prairie?
Yes, kind of, but it had a porch on it, and okay. It was up. And they were sitting on this big chair, and this man was on this, sitting here rocking back and forth and had his big dog and had a pig. This pig was so big. It must have been 1,000 pounds, man. It looked like a little small mountain there, I didn't realize it had a nose for a moment. I thought it was just a hill or something. And then I'm passing slowly, and I'm looking at him, and I didn't look to the right. And I realized once I passed it that there was a sign there. So now I'm caught between barbed wire fence, going down this road, passing pigs and chickens and goats, and also past this man on this porch up here. I'm thinking I'm on his property. I'm probably on his property. I am on soft sand. I am between barbed wire fence. I'm passing goats and pigs and chickens and stuff. I don't know who's on this front porch who might be drawing down on me anytime right now. I got VFN radio playing in my ears. And now I'm realizing I might be in trouble. And so I kind of turn my bike. I can't turn it around because I'm stuck between the barbed wire fence. And I'm going down through the woods now, and I passed all that farm area. I'm thinking, well, I don't know. And I start thinking, I might not make it out of here. So I pull them earphones out. I'm thinking, I've never been out in this country area. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Remember it? Remember, John? Remember that?
You might need your bulletproof vest to get out there.
Yeah, I know. And so then I keep driving. I pull the earbuds down. Like, I got to hear what's going on. I pull my face mask up. I'm looking around thinking anytime something can happen out here. I'm pulling. I don't know. I just didn't know where I was. And then all of a sudden, man, after just continuing to ride, I came out on this beautiful lake. It's a river out there. It's called Beck's Lake. And it was just beautiful, man. I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know, I would have never known that. And so I show up, I'm going to park my bike, take off all my gear. You know, it's in Florida. It was hot. And I go down. There was a fire burning. There was tents out, but there was nobody there. And they were gone, you know, I guess. As I'm walking, there's fishing poles in the water. And so I'm walking out, and I'm sitting on this bench or something that's out there by the water. It's just beautiful, beautiful. And then my mind starts thinking, I wonder why there's nobody here. Why is there a fire burning and why are these fishing poles still in the water? I'm thinking,
see,
my goodness,
that's almost just as good as, you know, trying to walk at night in certain parts of the Bronx. You know, like the dark here. Okay.
Yeah. Well, kind of like, so I was sitting there, and so my mind, you know, of course, the adversary is there to kind of fill us in on what's going on, saying that they're probably all dead, and you just walked into a murder scene. And so then, you know, I think this is right behind Pat's house. I'm messing with you. We're just having a good time today. But anyway, so I got out there. I sat on this bench, and it's just beautiful. I took some pictures, and I'm thinking, you know, I had a meeting scheduled with one of the ministers in VFN, and so I'm calling him up, and I'm telling him, or texting him, because he's at work, and I say, hey, you got to meet me here. And I'm thinking, I don't even know where here is, you know. And so I did the GPS thing, I copied the link, I sent it, and all of a sudden these sailors showed up. They went to go get some firewood or whatever. We're nice guys, and they had spent the night there, and it's just a beautiful place out there. And but then I realized after about 5 minutes every living flying creature was flying, biting me. I was getting things in my ears, things in my eyes. I mean, they were all over me. So I looked at these sailors, you know. And I said, how do you stop these bugs from biting you? Oh, you don't stop them. You know, I'm thinking like, I'm out of here, you know. So I got back on my bike and took off. But it was the big thing I was talking about with all this is that I had a bike. No, it was the fact that I was listening to VFN radio because I have a mobile application. If you want to be that mobile, no matter where you're going, you can download the VFN TV app. Either search for it in iTunes Store, search for it in the Android store, or just go to your browser on your phone and type in vfntv.com and just follow the instructions. Listen, there's nothing about, no matter where you go, even to this wild place in the wilderness, you still can listen to VFN TV, VFN radio, no matter where you go.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.